This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. So this week is the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazoin. It's the third week of the three Puranios. Sit down. It's the third week of the three Haftarahs of Puranios. We know the first one is Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu. That was the Haftarah of Parshas Pinchas, and the Matas Masei is Shimu Dvar Hashem from the Navi Yirmiyah. And then finally, the most mournful of the three Haftarahs is Chazoin Yishaya ben Amoitz Asher Chaza al Yehuda Vishalayim. Now let's start by examining the Pasuk Yotes and Pasuk Chaf. The Pasuk says, Im Toivu Ushamatem, if you want and you listen, Tov Haaretz Toichelu, the good of the land you'll eat. V'im tamanu, but if you refuse, umarisam, and you rebel, cherev te'ukalu, you will be consumed by the sword, ki pi Hashem diber, for the word of Hashem has spoken. So it seems like we have two choices here. What are the two choices? The two choices are tov ha'aretz or cherev. In life, you always have two choices. You could choose the cherev. What's the gematria of cherev? Ari said, Rabbi, when you come back, want some good gematrias? Okay, so fine. So cherev is 210. Cherev is 210. How about Tuv Ha'aretz? Tuv is always 17. And Ha'aretz, 17, 22, 23, 223 plus 90 is 313. Okay, thank you. So Tuv Ha'aretz is 313. And Cherev is 210. What is the difference between 313 and 210? 103, okay? So in life, you always have two choices. You have the choice of Tuv Ha'aretz. Tuv Ha'aretz is 313. Or you have the choice of Cherev, which is 210. And the difference between the two is what? 103. Okay. So comes the Ben Ishchai in his parish on the Haftarah, look at number 6, and he says something very important. He says, Nira lirmoiz b'siyata d'shmaya. It would seem that there's a remez here with the help of the Almighty. Ha'hefrish sheyesh bein mispar tov ha'aretz bein mispar cherev. The difference in number between tov ha'aretz and cherev is 103. What's the significance of 103? Chesed keil. Chesed is what? 72. And keil is 31. That's 103. Basically in life, you have two choices. You have the choice of the sword, or you have the choice of tov ha'aretz. The difference between the two is 103, which is chesed keil. Meaning, what saves a person from the cherev and allows a person to earn tov ha'aretz is chesed keil, 103. So it's very interesting. We know that the power of Esav is what? The power of the sword. Look at number 2. Esav was told, v'achar b'chasichya, you'll live by the sword. You'll live by the sword. On the other hand, what saves us from the sword? What saves us from the sword? What saves us from the sword is the chesed keil. Look at number 3. Matis halel b'ra ha'gibar. Why do you praise yourself in evil, O Mighty One? Chesed keil kalayim. The kindness of God is the whole day. The kindness of God saves us from the sword. Cherev is 210. What allows us to save ourselves from the cherev and earn what? Tova aretz, 313, is chesed keil. We always know that Esav's power is the sword, like in Parshas Chukas we just had, Vayomer Elav Edom, Loi Sa'av Orbi, do not pass by me, Pen Bacherav Eitzei Likrasecha. Okay. What? Perhaps I will come out with the sword. So you have two paths in life. You have the path of Tuv Ha'aretz, the good of the land, and you have the path of what? Cherev, which is Cherev is 210, Tuv Ha'aretz is 313. The difference between them is 103. Marv Rabbi said, what else is 103? Egel. The Egel is 103. The Egel is what takes away the Tuv Ha'aretz, and now we have to suffer what? The Cherev, 210. So he says like this, Umatis halal bazeh, v'halo yesh lanu chesed keil kol hayom. What protects us from the Cherev, which is 210, is the chesed keil. Look in the final paragraph of the Ben Ishchai. V'lachin be'egel, at the sin of the egel, kasha chatu bay, when we sinned, pagu v'sulku ha'aras chesed keil. We infringed upon and we removed the chesed keil. Chesed keil is 103. Egel is 103. Egel removed the chesed keil. So now we don't have the chesed keil. What do we have now? The cherev. Ah, so the pasuk says, Look in number 5. Take out your swords. Shevet Levi, take out your swords and kill Bnei Yisrael. Because now that they removed the Chesed Kael, which is 103, through the Chet Ha'ega, which is 103, now they're eligible to the Cherev. However, now we need to regain the Chesed Kael. How do we regain the Chesed Kael? So look in the Lashon of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in number 5, Ivru Vashuvu Mishar Lashar Bamachane. Go and pass from gate to gate in the Machane. Machane is Gematria 103. By passing through the Machane, which is 103, it restores the 103 that was lost through the Egel and made us eligible for the Cherev. And through the Machane, we're Zoicha again to what? Chesed Kael. Okay, got it? So we have two paths in life. We have Cherev, which is 210. We have Tuv Haaretz, which is 313. The difference between them is Chesed Kael. How did we lose the Chesed Kel? Through the Egel, which is 103. How did we get it back? Ivru Vashuvu Mishal Ashar B'machane. So what's Chesed Kel is 103.
With is Tov Haaretz path? Wouldn't it be like being a tzaddik, being...
No, right. These are the two things that you could choose in life. You could choose to have the sword, or you could choose God's kindness. If you choose the path of life... The kindness of God, the good of the land. You have one of two options in this world. You could keep the mitzvahs and have a good life, or you could cut corners and have a bad life. It's very simple. There's nothing in between. There's nothing in between. You have to choose. You choose the good path, you get the Tuv Haaretz. You choose the bad path, you get the Cherev. What's the key? 103. Tuv Haaretz, which is Chesed Kel or Machane. So based on this Ben Ish Chai, we could understand a very interesting conversation that took place between Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and the Belzer Rebbe. A rare conversation. There's a very mysterious medrash that says as follows, that the Malachi Asharis came and they built the first wall of the Beis HaMikdash with their machane. Now, do you know the Gemara in Pesachim? What did Avram Avinu call the Beis HaMikdash? He called it what? A har. And Yitzchak came along and he called it a sada. And Yaakov came along and he called it a bayis. That's the Gemara. But the Medrash says the Malachim came with their camp and they made the first wall of the Mikdash. Avram came, he made the second wall. Yitzchak came and he made the third wall. Yaakov came and he made the fourth wall. And Moshe Rabbeinu came and he made the roof. So what's the meaning over here? So if you look carefully in the Medrash says the Malachi Asheris came with their Machane. What's Machane? What's the Gematria of Machane?
103.
What did Avraham call the Mikdash? Har. What's the Gematria of Har?
205.
Am I Koilel? 206. 103 twice. He built the second wall. Chesed Kel. Yitzchak came, he called it what? Sadeh. What's Sadeh? 309. Chesed Kel times 3. 103 times 3. Yaakov came, he called it Bayis. What's Gematria Bayis? 412. 103 times 4. Moshe Rabbeinu built the roof. How? Vayes Chanan, 515. 103 times 5. Everything in this world is dependent on Chesed Kael. Chesed Kael is 103. Machane is 103. The Malachim came with their Machane. They built the first wall of the Mikdash. That's 103. Avraham called it Har. That's 206. He built the second wall. Yitzchak called it Sadeh. 309. He built the third wall. Yaakov called it Bayis. 412. He built the fourth wall. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Va'eschanan Tfilos 515. He connected it all together. Chesed Kel times 5.
How much is Har?
205. Ima Koilel 206. 103 times 2.
Har is 205.
205. Means if you take...
If you take the word, you attack on one.
Oh.
That's a permitted procedure in numerical calculations.
Why do we need to take a word itself? We have a tradition
of
one
off
is the same
like
one.
Why? No, the tradition of one off is like one is because you could add the koilel.
Oh, that is
right. Yeah. Could be. I just added it's based on this concept that 103 is not an arbitrary number. 103 is Chesed Kel. Ari said just one gematria is not going to do it, so we have to do another one. Okay. So there's another pasuk in the Haftarah. The pasuk says like this: Tziyain b'mishpati padeh v'shaveha bitzdaka. That's this week's Haftarah. Now we know David HaMelech says like this, Ta'aroi chlofanai shulchan neged tzairoi. Set before me the table opposite my enemies. Dishanta v'ashem en roishi, my head was saturated with oil. Koisi revaya, my cup overfloweth. Yeah? My cup overflows. Koisi revaya. So what does the Gemara in Yuma say about the cup of David HaMelech? That the gematria of revaya, what's the gematria of revaya? It's a Gemara. 221. That David HaMelech's cup had 221 lugim. Yeah? David's cup had 221 lugim. That's a big. That's a huge cup. It's like the size of a, Guinness Book of World Records cup. It's like a swimming pool. David's cup had 221 lugim. So what does this have to do with anything? Says the Ben Ishchai, there's a remez here. David says, Dishanta Vashem and Roishi Kaisi Ravaya. The Gemara says the cup of David La'asalava is going to have 221 lugin. Like it says, Kaisi Ravaya, Ravaya's Gematria 221. Rav Moshe Zakuto writes, one of the Italian Mekubalim. So Rav Moshe Zakuto actually is buried right next to Rav Menachem Azaria of Pano. Tomorrow is the yard site of the Ramami Pano. Today is the yard site of Rav Shamshin Mashtapoli. Tomorrow is the yard site of Rav Menachem Azaria Mipano. And then Tuesday is the Ari. We have the triumvirate of Mekubalim, back to back to back. You have the three great Mekubalim on Gimel Dalet and Hey Av. By the way, stay tuned. The Ben Ishchai wrote a siddur of hundreds of pages of tefillos to say on Tuesday, the yard site of the Ari. Luckily, I have it. I bought a new set of siddurim, like 7 volumes of siddurim for special days of the year. But I'm not saying you have to say the siddur, but just be aware, obviously it's an important day if the Ben Ishchai wrote hundreds of pages of tefillos for Tuesday. Okay, but anyway, you ready for this gematria? Ari is going to really like it. He's going to go home, he's going to be very good mood.
Already in.
Okay, even better. Okay, it says like this, 221. So Rav Moshe Zakuto says that La'asalavi, they're going to be erech or oirech oirois, 221 lights. And this is alluded to in the Pasuk, in number 10, Herkavta Enosh L'Roshenu, Banu Ba'ish Uvamayim, Vatotzienu L'Ravaya. We passed, our heads passed through fire and water, and you took us out L'Ravaya. L'Ravaya is again 221, which is the Ha'arais of La'asalavai, 221 Oirais. Okay, so this is an awesome gematria. You never saw this. This is a new procedure. You never heard this procedure before. This is not Atbash. This is not the final letters. A new procedure of gematria. It goes like this. Look at the word bitzedaka. Look at the word bitzedaka. It goes like this. Bitzedaka could be read bitzad kufay. The letters on the side of kufay. What letters are on the side of kufay? Resh vav. Bitzad kufay. Bitzedaka. Bitzad kufay. So take the letters on the side of kufay. The letters on the side of Kuf, hey, what comes after a Kuf Yehuda? It's not a funny question, no? What? You know what we mean on it. What comes after the letter Kuf? No, but after it. What comes after a Kuf Naphtali? Reish. What comes after a Hey? Vav. So the letters after Kuf and Hey are what? Reish Vav. 216. You got it? What comes after a kuf? Reish. 206. Vishaveha bitztaka. Vishav. Yud hey. On the side of Reish Vav. Take the 15. You put it on the side of Reish Vav. And what do you get?
Revaya.
Ah, so that's the pshat. Tzion b'mishpat tipada. Tzion will be redeemed with mishpat. When will that be? When Vishav. Yud hey. When the letters Yud hey are positioned opposite Bitsad Kofei. What's on the side of Kofei? Tzad of Kofei is Reish Vav. On the side of Kofei is Reish Vav. If you put Vishav Yod Hey on the side of Reish Vav, that will be, as the Gemara in Yuma says, the Kois of David HaMelech, which is Koisi Revaya. Okay, one last offering.
Why did David have such a big cup?
Why did he have such a big cup?
That was a question?
No, that's a fact. That's a statement of fact. David had a very big cup, 221. What's the significance of that? It's a different shir. We once actually spoke about that. What's the significance of that number, 221? It's one less than 222. There's a reason why that kais is 221. But the point is, the Ben Ish Chai is saying that it's merumas in the closing of the Haftarah. Tzion b'mishpat yipadeh, when will that be? Vishaveha. When the Yud K will be positioned, Bitsad Kufhei. Bitsad Kufhei. Yeah?
Why is it said in this format, like it's such a mysterious way, that you have to come up with a whole new frame of gematrias in order to tell us this lesson?
I don't know. Okay. Okay, one last one. We all know, so listen to the pasuk. It says, "Tzion b'mishpat yipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah," that the redemption will come through charity. Says Ben Ish Chai, from here we see that the ikur mitzvah, which is mesugal, to bring the geula, is the mitzvah of tzedakah. That bottom line, when we're up against the wall, at the end of days, the mitzvah that's going to bring the geula is the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's a pasuk in the Navi. Tzion b'mishpat yipadeh. So his question is that the Gemara says at the end of Makos that if you would need to sum up all the mitzvahs into one mitzvah, what mitzvah would you sum it up to be? What did the Navi Chavakuk say? The Navi Chavakuk says, what? Tzadik be'emunasai yichya. The tzadik will live with emunah. So that sounds like, you know, the sum upshot of all the mitzvahs in the Torah is a mitzvah of emunah. So the pasuk should have said, tzion b'mishpat yipadeh v'shaveha. Be'amuna, why does it say v'shaveha b'tzedakah? So now he asks a very interesting question. We know there's only one mitzvah you're allowed to test Hashem. What's the mitzvah? Meiser, tzedakah. Are you allowed to say, Hashem, I don't know if you're there or not, I'm going to see if you're around. I'm going to give 10% of my earnings to tzedakah. If I become wealthy, I know you're there. And if I don't become wealthy, then forget the whole thing. Could you do that with tefillin? Could you say, Rebbeinu Shlomo, I want to see if you're there. If I put on tefillin and my muscles grow big, then I know you're there. And if I remain unfit, then I don't believe. You can't test Hashem with tefillin. You can't test Hashem with Shabbos. You can't test Hashem with Torah. You can only test Hashem with tzedakah. Why dafka tzedakah? Right, like the Navi says in Malachi, uvechanuni na bezois. You can only test Hashem in what? In tzedakah, with this. So he quotes the Dubna Magid. So the Ben Ish Chai quotes the Dubna Magid in the Oyal Yaakov. You ready? Take a look at number 12, right-hand side, on the bottom of the page. He says like this. Upira she'inyin al pimasha, l'soicher shaba elo'ir im agol atunus chara asham abushim. Yeah, basically a merchant. He comes to the city with a wagon full of items. Uba bo akon, look at this, other people want to buy from him. Ze esim chatichas, ze shloish amadich chatichas. This guy wants to buy 20 pieces of material. That guy wants to buy 30. V'heim shoyalim oisai amidois kochaticha. And they ask him about the measurements. You know, they want to know, could we trust you? Could we not trust you? So he says like this, what do you want from me? Every single piece of material I have are exactly the same. They're all 60 amos. And the buyer said, I don't believe it. I think maybe some of the pieces are 57, 56. They got to measure. So they basically want to measure and see if the guy is telling the truth or not. So if you want to test the quality of the material and whether the material is actually 60 amos long, which piece are you going to test? The piece that looks the longest or the piece that looks the shortest? If you want to see if the guy is telling the truth, you're going to take the piece, which looks like the shortest piece, the Nebuchadnezzar piece, and you're going to test it to see if it's 60 amos. And if the piece that looks the shortest is 60 amos, then you could extrapolate, then the guy is telling the truth. Probably everything else is also 60 amos. But if you want to test something, you're going to test the weakest link. Yeah? Fine. So it's like this. Achein, the guy says like this, I'm not going to take down every piece of material off of my wagon. That's a big job, and merchants don't do that. But this is what you do. You pick the weakest piece. You pick the shortest piece. Once he measures the shortest piece, he's not going to have a doubt about any of the other pieces. So too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to Klal Yisrael, and he comes with a big wagon. Of you know how many pieces of material? 613 pieces. And he says, by the way, these are 613 ways to get what? Tuv?
Haaretz.
Otherwise, you get what? The Cheret. So these are 613 ways to get the good life. So Klal Yisrael says, we're Basar Vadam. So we don't believe you. I'm going to have a good life because I learned Torah. I'm going to have a good life because I daven. What does one thing have to do with the other? Rebbe Hashem, we don't believe you. So Rebbe Hashem says, what do you want me to do? Take down every single mitzvah, and I'm going to have you test every single mitzvah to prove that I'm offering you a good life? You pick the mitzvah that you're most incredulous about, and you test that one, and if even the mitzvah that you don't believe will give you a good life gives you a good life, then you could extrapolate based on that, that everything else will also give you a good life. So, Klal Yisrael, which mitzvah do you think by performing will take away from your enjoyment in life? Money! Remember something, if you're going to take away my money and I'm going to still have more money, from there I'm going to see that taka, the mitzvahs, will give me a good life. Rebbe Hashem says, no problem. You give me a good chunk of your money, 10% if you can't afford it, 20% if you could afford it. You know, the Rambam says you have to give a chaymesh. It's a big sugi you should look into. If somebody is an oishar, they should look into the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam passes, you have to give 20%. If you can't afford it, you give 10%. If you can't afford it, you don't have to give 10%. It's not an absolute chiyuv, but in other words, meiser, there are three shitas of meiser. Some say it's a minog, some say it's drabanan, some say it's daraisa. Somebody doesn't and can't support their own family, they're not mechayiv to give meiser. Someone could support their family, they are mechayiv to give meiser. Someone could afford to give 20%, they may be mechayiv to give 20%. It all depends on a person's financial status, but now is not the time. But that's the inyan. Hashem says, you want to test me? If you keep Shabbos, you'll have a good life. That you believe me, you'll have a good life. You have one day of rest. You have one day you could stay out of your car. Most stress in life comes from being in an automobile. You don't have to go into your automobile. You don't have to sit in traffic. Of course, that you believe me will give you a good life. But you don't believe me that by giving money away, you're going to have a better life. So Rebbe Hashem says, pick the one mitzvah that you're incredulous about. You test me bezois. Im lo yaftach lechem sarubas hashamayin ad blidai. And you'll see all the other mitzvahs will also give you a better life. So the Ben Ish Chai concludes, v'nimtza lefizeh, in the last paragraph, and we'll conclude with this, shema adam yirtza lekayim ha-mitzvahs, built the aid. If a person wants to fulfill the mitzvahs without any verification, ha-havchana v'nisayon, without testing Hashem, sheina roitza l'nasis as Hashem yisrach b'shum panim, he doesn't want to test Hashem in any way, hinei tzach l'ze emunah, you need faith. However, the amnam b'mitzvas hatzedakah ha'emuna tzricha yosar. To give tzedakah, you need more emuna than any other mitzvah. Why? Because you're actually giving away your repertoire. You're giving away your resources for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shem yirtza litein tzedakah bil tiyed havchana. If you want to give tzedakah without any verification, hinei muchrach shiyaloi emuna gedoyla v'chazakah b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yan ki b'mitzvah kazu hinei lefi anir la'ayin husha noisin tagiyah chaser v'nigra al yadam e'erkai. Meaning, of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, which mitzvah should put a person, handicap a person? Tzedakah. I'm giving away my hard-earned money. So for tzedakah, you need the most money. You need the most emunah. V'harihu nifchas ba'ayin mima shahaya. V'imkenim hu noisin tzedakah batech v'gadash baruch hu shifra al kopruta. But what if you give tzedakah and you trust in God for every buck I give away, you're going to pay me back two? What if I give $10,000 this year because I know Rebbe Hashem is going to pay me back, I'm going to have $20,000 more in my bank account? Ein lecha emuna gedoy lemizu. That's the main emuna. When the Navi Chavakuk says, v'tzadik be'emunasa yichya, interesting. When the Navi says that you could sum up the whole Torah down to one mitzvah, which mitzvah is it? Emuna. What he really meant was tzedakah. Because someone who gives tzedakah, he's demonstrating the highest level of emunah. I believe you, that when I give away my hard-earned money, I'm not giving it away, I'm going to get it back. V'hagam sha'achas dibar al-kim. So even though God said one thing, you could sum up the whole Torah into one word, which is emunah, what he meant was the emunah needed to give tzedakah. Hinei shtayim zu shamata. Shema, kolay mar havein, understand that it's the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now we understand what it means. That ultimately we will be redeemed through the mitzvah of tzedakah. But not the tzedakah of a guy who's a billionaire, so he gives away, you know, some of his money and, you know, he doesn't even feel it. The tzedakah of a person who works hard for his money. and he sweats for his money, and he still gives away the 10% because he believes that Munu Shleima, that he's not suffering, he's not giving it away, the Ribbono Shel Olam will pay him back. That is the zchus for the gula. That's the zchus of emuna that the Navi Chavakuk said, the tzaddik be'emunasa yichya, and with that we should be zoicha tzioin b'mishpat tipada v'shaveha b'tzdaka. So next Sunday is Tisha B'Av, and the following Sunday I'm not going to be here, so we'll pick it up maybe in 2 weeks from then. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.